Research that I'm doing at the moment, there's two distinct areas. One of them is in administrative law and migration law, looking also at refugee law. That's my area of passion. It's what I practiced in at Victoria Legal Aid, and what I manage staff for at Victoria Legal Aid. So I'm doing research in that area. But the other area of research is about clinical legal education, about how we teach law to students to prepare them to work in the legal community. But what I hope to do with my research is to further investigate concepts of rule of law through administrative law and to be able to offer a critique in how it's been used in refugee policy, for example. Again, for the students, it makes a real difference having someone who's practiced in the area, who knows the stories of refugees, who's fiercely advocated for them at every level of tribunal and court system. And it just makes it real and makes it alive for graduates so that when they hit the workforce, it's not new for them. They've got somewhere to start from straight away. La Trobe University graduates, law graduates, I really believe have got an advantage over all other law schools in Victoria. The reason for that is our focus on clinical education and our focus on experiential learning. We have more than any other university, and we focus on that so that our students not only are work ready, but they're trained to think outside the square. They're trained to look up from their law books and actually be able to put legal solutions to real problems, which are often complex and convoluted. The experiential programs do that for our graduates and do it in a very intense way. The program that I run at West Heidelberg Legal Centre takes a different approach as well. I get the students to think about the limits of the law. It's not just about applying the law to complex problems that the clients bring in. It's for the students to actually understand that the law has limits and that sometimes law doesn't equal justice, and that you can advocate for law reform if you see that inadvertently a law is either perpetrating or allowing an injustice to happen.